Welcome to How Can We Help? We're back.
We're back after a perceived only 1 week hiatus.
Yeah.
Listeners?
1 week to the listeners, but we had so many episodes banked and we really burned through all of them because we've had a crazy summer. So this is the first time we've recorded in a couple months.
In a couple months? What the hell?
Yeah. You've had a crazy life.
You have also had a crazy life.
We've been through our ups and downs.
Well, I mean, I've been through, a lot of ups and downs.
You were in Asheville. Which Carolina? North?
The North. The northernmost Carolina.
Oh, we love a North.
But...
As a member of the Toronto Raptors fan club, anything that's north is all right. Can we start this podcast again?
Yeah. Okay. Back to ones.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
That's good. So you went to Asheville, and I am single, and these are two of the biggest life changes you can ask for.
Were you not? You were single in the last podcast we did.
Yeah, but this is the big reveal. This is the big single reveal.
Oh, sorry, we didn't reveal it.
No, we never did a single reveal. I felt kind of guilty about it because I'm like, I can't be giving advice from the perspective
of a
common law married man anymore. I'm now a swinging. Actually, that.
Yeah, everybody really holds the word as bond of a common law married.
Well, I would.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with common law.
Are you kidding me? Are you taking the word of a single 40-year-old over the word of a
common law
of a home owning common law man? No, I've got no credit anymore and no credibility, and I will own that.
No, you know what? I would argue with that and say maybe you have more credibility because you've been through additional ringers.
Oh, it's true. I have had my first grand adult heartbreak.
It was basically a divorce because we're together for so long.
Yeah. And it's actually nice to have had my first heartbreak since it truly is the biggest one since grade 7.
Oh no. And we know that that was a big one because wasn't that your summer where you're like worst summer of my life?
And I think recently I met a friend who was telling me that she was like, the biggest red flag for men is when they talk about their high school or earlier heartbreaks as formative.
And they haven't had one since.
Because you know, that's a person, if they're still talking about it, that's a guy who put up walls early, and now you're just a pawn in his game.
You're a pawn in his game, which is within a lot of walls.
Yeah, that's true. I kind of fucked with the metaphors there. But it is, it's all castles.
But somebody standing by to this manic diatribe is our guest.
Yes, duo diatribe. This is our, one of our faves, a Toronto staple and a man of many podcasts himself. It's Everardo Ramirez.
What's up, guys? It's an honor to be on the final episode of How Can We Help?
Yeah, put that microphone to your mouth. You know how these work.
Yeah, right.
We don't know if it's the final. It might be the final in-person one.
There is a chance that this will be our final in-person because I'm also moving to New York.
God. It's a lot of changes.
There's upheaval. But
I said that because every time I appear on a podcast, shortly after it, the show ends.
Oh. And
it's usually the last episode.
That's true.
When you said that, I had this inner fear of that I got here later than anyone else here. I thought that you guys were being like, well, I don't know who's going to tell her, but it's the last one.
No. Now, Stefan wants us to say that this might be the final episode of season one, which is our way of saying we need a couple months to recover, get back on track, and then start this up again.
That's a great idea, Stefan. Stefan's the ideas man.
Yeah, and we're going to come back with another season called Erotic 80s. I listen to literally one podcast. It's You Must Remember This, And so all of my references to podcasts are that. Now, Everardo, the listener may or may not know that Everardo and I did a podcast together for years and years called My Gorgeous Son, wherein I played my friend Andy's father. Andy played my son, and Ev was a podcasting intern.
Basically myself. And
you were interning.
Yeah.
Yeah, and during those years, I interacted with you as dad more than probably even my own dad.
That's true.
In those years.
Yeah. It's absolutely good. True.
I was a guest on that once.
Yeah.
Who did you play?
I played a born-again Christian who had been like really bad beforehand. And now she was born-again Christian, but like she still loved smoking butts.
Right.
She still chugged butts.
That was one of the
inside.
Classic episodes, I think. And Mark, I don't know if you know this, but we actually did another podcast together.
Yeah, Mark,
you
did
were
you know
on a
that?
Few episodes of my other podcast called Public Access Podcast.
That's
which
right.
I don't think anyone even knows that came out 2 years ago.
And then we've had a couple of aborted podcasts at the beginning of the pandemic. I tried to do a podcast where I can't remember what was happening. You were calling me for something. I don't know what it was.
Oh, right, that one.
Yeah. That was something. And then the last time we saw each other, or the last time we did a podcast together was right after Christmas of this year, of last year. I came back in a manic state after 2 weeks with my parents, desperate to work as much as possible.
It was your panic attack era.
And then it led to my first major panic attack because I tried to start a second podcast called, I don't know, something about jokes. And we did two episodes and then I had a panic attack.
Oh, wait, that was your first of the panic attack era? Uh-huh. Was during those offshoot podcasts.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was giving... not well. I was giving unwell during my panic attack era.
Yeah, it was. You were overworked, probably.
I was.
Or spread thin. I don't know. But
you gave me. Now, this is an advice podcast, and you gave me advice during that era.
Yeah, and I think it was pretty good advice. I can't remember what it was. But you were in the midst of having a panic attack, like a days long panic attack.
It lasted a week.
Hours or something.
Yeah.
And you said you felt like it was induced by smoking. This is also in your smoking era.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm back on that bullshit.
And my advice.
But look at you.
Okay. And my
calm
advice.
Calm and cool as a cucumber right now. The cigarettes are working.
Literally jittering in my seat.
And my advice, I don't know if you remember it, was to smoke through it.
Smoke through the panic attack.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if it worked because, shortly after your whole life fell apart, I guess. So I don't know.
But look, it's being rebuilt. Look, it's being rebuilt one jitter at a time. Yes, he's jittering in his seat, but every jitter gets him towards pure serenity.
So, maybe that was bad advice on my part, and I'm sorry.
No, you do got to smoke through it sometimes.
So, Chris Locke gave me good advice on that day. He said, you got to eat. He's no stranger to panic attacks, and he said, you got to eat. He said, honey.
Honey.
Anytime I've had a panic attack since, I've had to fill my tummy. Damn. But the other thing I learned about panic attacks is that and these would truly last a week, and it wouldn't be like my heart. I've probably talked about these before, but it wouldn't be like I would feel my heart racing or I wouldn't feel short of breath. I would just feel like my brain lifting off from my head. Felt like it was severing from my own, and then I would just float, and it was like out of body, and it was terrible because it's just like lack of control, and also I just couldn't riff.
My god, that's hell.
And worst of all, we couldn't riff, and we were trying to get a podcast
off the ground. You never told me in the moment that you couldn't riff.
We're trying to start a brand new podcast on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
It truly was like a baseball player getting the yips. I lost my power.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's when a baseball player like gets in his head. I guess it's not exactly that, but
it's called the yips.
You get the yips,
right?
And all of a sudden you just do
yip.
Yeah, it's like a dog.
You remember?
Yeah,
my
neighbor's dog gets the yips.
I remember the yip roo scale. I never want to hear the yip roo scale again.
Well, as long as you remember it.
So those are good. That was good podcast. That was good. Panic attack advice.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm in a much better place myself to give advice now.
Why is that?
Well, since then, I've started therapy.
For the first time?
For the first time.
When'd you do that?
Around, I don't know, the spring.
Was it after we returned from Niagara Falls and your relationship was kind of falling apart?
Mark.
It was right around that time, actually.
Believe it or not, married.
But we were the two saddest guys on earth in the most wonderful place, the most happy city in all of Canada.
Under the beaming smile of Burger King Frankenstein?
It truly is a fucking nightmare zone to take your troubles. Like if Drake went there after a breakup, he'd be in hell.
Speaking of Niagara Falls, best advice I ever got that weekend was to not go on the Maid of the Mist.
My advice was to go on it.
Your advice was to go on it. And then one person on TripAdvisor said, your shoes get soaked.
That's right. And I
freaked out.
Yeah. And you really did a good job warning us because we did not have a second pair of shoes and we had to do a show that night.
Yeah.
And we would have been doing it on squishy shoes.
Yeah.
And I don't say that. I don't throw those words around. Oh, and then I got to say my favorite joke. Jerry, remember my favorite Halifax joke, Jerry Farmer's joke? Remember that joke?
Well, remind me of it.
We were talking about flip flops, and then I was like, My favorite joke from Halifax was his joke. Why do they call them flip flops? They don't flip or flop. They just flap around and piss me off.
That's a good joke.
It's the best joke.
That's like it would be on a t-shirt that would be sold at Niagara Falls.
Yeah. It would, the first part, and then they, on the back it would say, they just flap around and piss me off. In like crazy Joker.
Yeah.
Or in like font that's like so loud that it's like distorted from the amplification of it.
But it'd still start with an ellipses. It's like, why is this chaotic part of the sentence still adhering to grammar?
Yeah. Yeah. Niagara Falls crazy. If you're sad in Niagara Falls, you're fucked.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's a bad place to be sad.
Well, I didn't even go. I was supposed to be there with you guys, but I didn't go, did I?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, you dodged a bullet.
Because I was ill from severe dehydration.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Damn.
Now, Jackie.
What advice would you guys give for that? I guess drink water.
Drink water and get over it and come hang out. Like, we had a really fun time.
Yeah, it sounds like you had a really good time. Yeah, we had a great time. Your marriage was crumbling.
Here's the other thing. Here's the other thing I'd say. They say don't go to bed angry with your partner. Resolve it. I say this. Don't go to Niagara Falls without resolving the thing with your partner.
Yeah.
Leave that at the door.
But to retrack, you have since, that was the pivotal point for you to go seek therapy?
Yeah, I think so.
And you're feeling good? You like your therapist?
Yeah, I'm in a much better place. He's good. Yeah, cool. He's given me interesting advice.
What kind of advice? What's he told you?
Okay, so like I've also been... Like, I was telling him I'm, like, struggling with, like, focus and, like, getting started and, like, procrastinating and stuff at work. And his advice was to bring my pets to work. Like, that's bring my two cats to work.
If any two cats would travel well to the workplace, it is your cat.
Maybe. I don't know. But that's
elitist thinking to think that you can just... automatically just bring your pets to work.
I'm like, do I have to pay you for this? If that's what you told me,
you just call your therapist an idiot? Yeah. So he's telling you to bring your pets to work.
Yeah, I'm like, did
he know they were cats before he said that?
He's like, yeah, maybe you could bring them to work. And then his other advice was like, maybe you could take 6 months off. Like, dude,
this guy has never had a job. This guy is from a fucking trust fund. For sure, he's never had an actual job. Maybe you could just take 6 months off.
Like, are you nuts? But I don't know.
Are you in a better place because you're taking 6 months off right now?
I was like, I could take a week off maybe. And I did. And
Can I ask you this? Have you been diagnosed with ADHD? Do you have medication for that?
I have, yeah.
Oh,
you
do?
Yes.
Okay. Because I was really curious why that wasn't the first piece of advice.
Oh, yeah.
But
no, he was like weird about it. He's like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. I think I definitely need it, but.
He's an anti-medication guy. If your problem is literally lack of focus.
there's one really concrete solution for that.
And it's definitely not pets at your feet.
Yeah.
No, he has some other advice. That would be the end of me.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm having trouble procrastinating all day at work. Maybe if I bring these two cutest things in the world.
Yeah. That also won't
listen to me and will run around.
And then your focus is like literally divided.
By three. There's two cats.
Oh my God. This guy's a fucking idiot.
I feel like
he might be slightly an idiot.
He might be, but I don't know.
You are in a better place now.
I'm in a good place. I also when I'm like talking to him, I feel like he gets bored of my like what my problems are.
He needs to bring his pets to
work. He's like getting
work.
Bored of what I'm saying, and I like try to like keep his attention. So I'm like I throw something like big out there.
Yeah.
Like what?
My mom's weird or whatever.
And now he's like, what did you say?
Did I tell you my friend died? And he's like, rubbing his hands. Or like, starts drooling. He's like, here we go.
Starts petting the cat on his lap. Dr. Claw style.
But here's the other word.
I love that.
Dr. Claw brought it to work.
Yeah. What?
Dr. Claw from Inspector Gadget brought his cat to work. That calmed him down. I don't think that's what it was about. He was focused, though. Dr. Claw was very focused.
So focused. And that cat? That white Himalayan.
Yeah. But when he got angry, Dr. Claw banged the desk. Cat wasn't happy.
That's true.
Freaked
or sometimes
him out.
When he pet it, like...
Pull his head right back.
Yeah.
Expose his eyes. Expose the tops of his eyes.
He's not fucking around.
Ev, I'm going to say this, and I know I'm not your therapist, but I feel like this is pretty objective perspective. Get a new therapist.
Okay.
absolutely do not continue with this maniac.
This is why I don't seek therapy, because everyone's like, yeah, you kind of have to go through like a few before you find the guy that works for you. I don't have fucking time or money for that.
Yeah.
I absolutely
I already
not.
Told this guy every worst thing about me. I'm not, what am I going to tell this to every fucking
yeah.
person?
Yeah, that in itself in has town? To be traumatic.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're supposed to do a couple early sessions. Like, there was no mm-hmm. red flags in your first session with this guy?
No, it started out good, but then it was fine. And he has been helpful. But he started telling me about his problems a lot.
No, I don't like this.
Excuse me?
I have nothing you've
like,
said is
he's
good.
He's like, he'll be like wincing in pain throughout the whole thing. He's like, sorry, like, I just have to get back surgery, like, tomorrow or whatever. I'm like, I can't go to you. Like, I can't go to a guy who has way worse problems than me. Back problem? Like, I'm just talking about trying to focus here.
Yeah,
like, I can't.
And also he's got...
Mine's, I had nothing.
I don't want to, like, armchair diagnose him, but, like, or whatever, but, like, he's mentally ill. In addition to this back
Ill.
Problem, he is a maniac. He's demented. He's yeah. He's got bad brain.
Nah, he's cool.
No, he's got an eggshell soft brain. He got Humpty Humpty brain.
I don't
he's
know.
Got a bad...
Well, he's got eggshell
okay.
back,
tell
that's
me this.
For sure.
Would a good therapist... only do Zoom calls from his unfinished basement in a
no,
gaming chair.
That's not true. In a camping chair?
My God, I'm going to fucking kill you, Everardo.
What are you spending your fucking money on right now?
Jesus
well,
Christ. This is I hate you.
And a camping, like what kind of camping chair?
No, a gaming chair.
Oh, a game. Sorry.
A camping chair would be worse.
A camping chair would give
some
stoicism.
There's
some
really nice Coleman camping chairs at Canadian Tire that yeah. are really expensive.
Oh, please tell me it was a Coleman
yeah,
camping
with a
chair.
Yeah, a cup holder at least.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's removable got a, with, washable cushions.
Yeah. Oh, tell me he's got a good brewski. What brand of brewski?
Don't tell me it's Steam Whistle. Steam Whistle, good night.
Making his own coffee over the fire. And see the open flame.
But a gaming chair in an unfinished basement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nope.
This is a bad. This is a child. This is a teenage boy.
Yeah.
How old is he?
It's gotta
got
be
back problems.
Mid 50s.
Yeah.
50s. Mm-hmm. Gaming, unfinished basement.
Yeah.
Bring your pets to work. Take 6 months off. This is a guy who got all his money from throwing himself in front of a car.
Also, I'm pretty sure
he's living off this and is pursuing therapy as a hobby. Possibly because he made a bet with his other old friend that he about how, who could ruin the most young men's lives.
But he has some interesting advice. Like a lot of the times he'll tell me to pray, just to pray.
You are
I'm
joking.
Like, I'm not really like religious. He's like, you can just pray anyway.
Everardo, this is like, insane. Right.
Do you realize my therapist has never said one bad thing to me? Not one bad piece of advice. That's the ratio. If he said one, I would start to question our relationship.
But is he helping you though?
I think so. He's definitely not saying maniac shit. He's just saying like, tell me more about that. Let's focus on that. What do you think you need?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Okay, let's try this. Try journaling more.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe, okay, you want to establish a morning routine? Let's establish your morning routine. What do you need from me? Do you need worksheets? Let's talk about
that.
That like,
sounds good.
Oh, you're still upset about this and it feels like a rut? Well, let's explore where that came from. Let's create a character based on your inner whatever. Like, he's just taking me through exercises. He's not throwing a dart at dartboard of crazy solutions.
Where one slices prey. Everardo, I can't get over prey.
Kind of
that is,
it's
I feel
a
like
fucking,
it should be-
it's a fucking pie dartboard. One's a picture of a Christian cross. The other's a picture of two cats. The other is a picture of a 6 month vacation. It's just a beat.
Yeah.
I think that you should be barred from, I don't know, like non-secular advice if you are like a board certified therapist or counselor or psychiatrist.
Yeah.
But I mean.
Sounds right.
You could pray if you like.
Pray if you want. But I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
Stop seeing this man.
Well, we'll see. I'll see what he thinks about it. I have a session first.
Throw
thing
a dart?
In the morning.
No, you have to keep paying me.
You're gonna just become weirder and weirder.
But it's interesting that you're in a better place. So this could be an example of the placebo effect, where you, whether it's quality or not, you're receiving counseling of some caliber, and you are kind of, you know, it's having some kind of positive effect on your life, regardless of if it's quality or board certified or, you know, professionally sanctioned or not.
Yeah. That's and there's true. Also the other placebo effect, which is that a friend in need is a friend indeed, but a friend with weed is better.
So much better, honey.
It's much better. And that is, of course, a reference to the 90s band Placebo.
I fucking love that song so much. And what was the other... Okay, so that was Pure Morning. But pure what was morning. The other one that was like... What was the other big Placebo hit that was like...
Don't know. Couldn't tell you. Not interested?
You're not even a shred
no,
interested?
No, I am interested.
Well, I'll come back to it later.
Okay. Now, Jackie, I know that you either... I think you received some crazy advice.
No, I need advice.
Oh, you need advice.
I mean, I don't really need it now. I needed it when we were on our like travel hiatus. Yeah, but right. I may need it again in the future.
Okay.
So my problem is that this... Okay. So I live in like we rent a house. There's a basement unit. The guy that used to live there was a dream tenant. Like you didn't see him. You didn't hear him. He took out the bins. He kept to himself. Nice guy. Apparently, he was just down there like trading crypto, like silently all day and night.
A great guy.
Perfect guy.
Perfect guy.
Ryan. He moved out. This new girl moved in. And there were a couple of red flags where she would like use the driveway to move in without like asking, because it's like our driveway. Didn't ask if we were using it. This
she would
that.
Say some negative things about crypto. I get it. Go on.
Yeah.
I know
Do
your
not
priorities.
Not slander crypto on our property.
Yeah, she made some cutting remark about Dogecoin. You didn't like that.
Oh my God. Did you know that Doge died this week? The dog of the meme?
The dog that played Doge?
Like the dog that was Doge like in himself. that meme that's like.
Yeah. The Doge.
He's passed away.
Oh my God.
Anyways.
One more pupper gone to the big farm in the sky.
Yeah. And a Shiba Inu of all things. But anyways, so she moves in and then there's fucking music blasting. Okay, no, this was the first big red flag was the first Sunday that she was living there. It was like 7:30 in the morning and huge fucking pounding at the front door. I was like, Elliot doesn't wake up for anything, but I was like, someone's at the door. And it was like 7:30 in the morning. And then I was like, I woke Elliot up and he went down and it was her being like, the internet's out because it was stormy. And like when it's like stormy, we're on Rogers and sometimes the internet fucks up. She's like,
You're in the basement.
And she's in the basement. We have the router in our unit, but it's like shared. The internet's out 7:30 a.m. on a Sunday morning. And Elliot was like, okay, well, it's the weather. Like we didn't turn it off. We're not trying to conserve internet. We didn't turn off the fucking router. She goes, oh, and he was like, you've woken us up. I will look at it when we wake up. And she goes, oh, okay. I'm like, what the fuck? And so.
Yeah, that's nuts.
So that was a red flag.
Send a text.
And then, exactly. 7:30 in the morning on a Sunday.
Situation.
What are you doing on the internet?
Yeah. And even the text should come after 9 a.m.
Yeah, absolutely, F. See, we're on the same page. And then, so that resolves itself. Like the internet always comes back on in that weather. But then throughout the week, every morning, I'm hearing this fucking music that's so crazy coming up from the basement, but like loud, loud, loud. And it's like, it's like so treble. It's like she's playing music loud from her TV and there's like YouTube ads.
Sorry,
and
they were, that's treble charger is what they were called.
no, so I wish, believe me, I wish it was treble charger. It's this fucked up sounding music that's like so cheesy and weird. I'm like, what is this music? It's so weird. And so there's this cupboard I can open that has the washer and dryer in it. And it's somehow like really connected to that unit. So I can hear a lot and I'm listening to it. And I realize, oh my fucking God, it is worship music.
Yep. Oh my
God. Not gospel music. It's not gospel. It's worship. That's two different things.
That new hillside kind of shit.
Yes.
Yeah. What's that? Because
gospel music is cool, right? Like, oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Like, it's soulful.
Sure.
This shit is like fucking medical miracle oriented. It's like, it sounds like 100 Huntley Street. It's like, my father was cured of cancer. Then my mother was cured of cancer. It's like Pentecostal. Hey, and my sister was cured of cancer. I'm saying, Elliot. I'm like, this guy needs to be screened for cancer like fucking yesterday. It's so loud. She's singing along. She's swept up in it. She's swept up. I'm like, this cannot happen. And then you're getting the YouTube ads in between. And the YouTube ad, because she's listening to it on the TV, cranked to like, a TV's not meant to be at that volume. You know what I mean? That's why it sounds so bad.
So tinny.
Tinny, trebly as fuck. Ads for people that listen to that music.
Yeah.
And so I sent a text being like, hello. Just to let you know, this is very loud. Like, I can hear every lyric throughout the house and all of the ads. So, like, I need you to kind of keep a cap. Oh, I'm so sorry. I got carried away. Like, yes, I think that's what it's designed to do to you is carry you away. And then she said, anytime it gets too loud, just call me or text me. And I'm thinking, no, that's not the transaction. I've told you it's too loud, so don't have it at this volume. It's now up to you, the ball's in your fucking court, that you don't have it this loud. It's not me constantly on patrol, the sentinel of this fucking worship music, and telling you, no, that's not how it works. And then the next day it was loud again.
Can I say something?
What I'm evangelizing now.
Well, no, let me just say this. It's sounding a lot like what the Romans and Jews were saying about Jesus.
What? No.
Sermon's too loud.
No, is that what they were saying?
They said, oh, talk, say everything you want to say, but keep it down. They said, I can hear it through the walls, and it's early. They said, you want to kick the moneylenders out of the temple? Fine. Keep it down. And Jesus wouldn't keep it down.
And then...
And that's how you know...
Who's on the right side of history?
That's right, yeah. You've got devil talk in you. Keep it down. Keep God down. Turn God down.
If it was good
turn
gospel
God
music,
up in my headphones.
Yo, if
turn
it was
God
good
up.
Gospel music, I would say I would have more tolerance for it.
Yeah.
It's so fucking bad. The mixing, the mastering, all of the composition, it's so cheesy and bad. It's insane. To be entertained or evangelized by this music is... mental illness.
I love the idea of hearing bad church music and being like, who mastered this? Who mixed it? What? No, who's the producer?
It's a guy who dyes his hair really black. That's all I can tell you. That's the vibe. Sure.
I don't know that vibe.
Like 100 Huntley Street, like Reverend Popoff, like a snake oil syndrome. Yeah. Like
old guy.
A snake oil salesman that's like.
Oh, I love those old guys. I trust them.
Mm-hmm. Can she at least get like a Bose soundbar or something?
Exactly.
To fix with
or headphones.
Shitty TV. Yeah, or headphones.
But know what? My friend gave me really funny advice.
Good.
My friend Carrie said, know what you should do? You should open up that washer, your washing machine where the sound comes out and be like, God here. new commandment dropping. You shall subscribe to YouTube Premium ad free. You shall not skip the 1 month free trial.
And also, I like better music. I like this normal music.
Yeah, I like Chris Stapleton.
God here, have you listened to British drill music?
What's that?
Oh, it's something I'm getting into.
What is it?
Oh, I'm getting into new British rap.
Oh, British rap.
It's a rap type.
Okay, cool.
It's a rap type. Yeah, I'm going young.
Whoa, that's
right.
Cool.
I'm single now. I'm going young.
Okay.
That's my crisis.
But British rap has been around forever. What distinguishes British drill, as you're saying, from like
grime? I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Is it like that weird gentleman rap?
Gentleman rap. Like, there's this guy. I've been listening to this guy, Central C.
Okay.
And he's got a song that's like big on TikTok, and that's where I'm at right now.
Can you hum a bar?
Well, there's one song that starts. It's called Doja, and it's about Doja Cat and how he wants to be with Doja Cat. But
then
the first line is, how can I be homophobic? My bitch is gay. That's a good line. Yeah. We like that
but
line.
But that connotes that someone is accusing him of being homophobic.
I think someone has.
R.I.P. Doja.
We need that story.
And then here's the song, and we can cut this out, but this song's called Sprinter. This is the one that's big right now. Or you can't hear it.
The man them too inconsiderate, five-star hotel, smoking cigarette, mixing Cody and up with a Finnegan.
Yeah. She got Finnegan, but she Finnegan.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I like that one.
But is that...
I like that it sounds like Spanish guitar that you'd hear like on a porch at night.
Yeah,
I could see
that
being in like a Jason Statham movie where he has to kick like so many guys' ass in Spain
me too.
Or something.
Yeah, sort of a melancholy moment where he's like kicking asses, but he misses who he was.
Yeah.
He misses the woman he had. So kicking ass just feels a little hollow.
This is pure projection right now.
No. It's just a movie. It's the scene where...
It's blue sky, kind of. That's
it's
what
the
you're
scene where
the
Jason
song.
Statham is doing he's advancing in his career, but his 8.5-year marriage is over, and his house in Corso, Italia, is empty.
and he's trying to get into younger music.
Okay, but to cap off my advice, I don't really need advice because it hasn't happened since. But now, retroactively, it makes sense why she was freaking the fuck out on a Sunday morning.
Yeah. Oh.
Sunday.
So here's what you got to do. Here's my advice to you.
Yeah.
Every Sunday, and maybe every day, if you need to, just unplug the modem.
That's so funny. Ev, me and you think the exact same way. So I said to my husband, if she fucking keeps this up, I'm yanking the fucking modem out of the wall. And she's going to come knocking on the door and I'm going to be like, no one's home. Nobody's home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just from 7 a.m. till 9 a.m.
Yeah, like worship hours. Yeah.
Worship hours, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I got to question this woman because why isn't she just going to church?
Yeah, exactly. Well, because I think she's doing this, but this isn't just Sunday, but I think Sunday's the most important, but she's doing it every morning
before work. It's getting her pumped.
She's getting her pumped up for the day.
Shacked, and then she's heading down to Quiznos and just serving.
No, she's a food inspector for the region of Peel.
Quiznos, we're saying the same thing.
Or no, she's a pest control inspector for the region of Peel. Haha, that's funny considering that you always pile the bins so high that you leave them open and there's flies and bugs around them. Food inspector? I don't know about that.
I had so much trouble catching up to what you were saying, but I understand.
Sorry,
now.
She's the one that goes to restaurants and is like, oh, there's pests that this is not like.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she treats the fucking shared garbage bins like a landfill. She doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
They're open. She's not shutting them.
Yeah.
They're full of wet paper towels.
Freaking pest magnet.
Lady, let's pest treat magnet. This like it's this garbage bin like it's in Peel region, okay?
Let's adhere to some
cleanliness standards.
Yeah.
Peel food inspector? What is she doing? Just looking at bananas? And we're back.
And oranges, Mark.
Oh fuck! I come. Oh fuck! I love being corrected so
but
much.
But one thing that's made me feel better—that's been better for my mental health recently—that I've taken upon myself is okay. This isn't really like mental health related, but it's like you know, physical. I've been doing every day for like probably a month now lymphatic drainage massage on myself and I feel fucking awesome.
You know what I've been doing? I've been doing Limp Bizkit drainage massage.
Oh, how does that go?
You just gotta break stuff. You get a chiropractor to break stuff and then put it back together. And if you don't break a few eggs, you will never make that omelet.
You're never gonna have an omelet.
And you're not gonna have an omelet. And as always, we are brought to you by Canada Eggs. Buy them, use them, stop ignoring them. We know they're more expensive. Fucking pull up your big boy pants and buy them. We know they're more expensive now, but stop talking about it. Everything's more expensive. Stop talking about it like this is the only product that's more expensive. Canada Eggs. All right, you guys ready for some real questions?
Yes.
Okay, here's a big one. Hey guys, I have a huge crush on a guy. The first time we met, he revealed that we had matched on Tinder 4 months earlier, and it made such an impression that he remembered my about me verbatim.
Oh my God.
He sent me some messages matched, but I never responded. That night, I asked what he would say to a date, and he said, I wouldn't say no, but I think we should keep this platonic. So at that point, it was all piss in a stream, I thought. But since then, he's been sort of flirty. Small things like walking me to my car the opposite direction from his own. Or one time he went in to hug me, and instead of putting his arms around me, he put his hand on my thigh, in brackets, front part. I don't want to overstep my bounds because he's already voiced to me that he wants to just be friends. But the problem is he's hot as all get up and exactly my type in many ways. Should I let it lie and accept being friend zoned, or should I tell him how I feel? P.S. Mark, if you look at my Instagram, he's in the most recent picture. Guy with stash, hot as a rocket.
I have to see him immediately. Please go to the Instagram right now.
Okay, I'm going to look it up. But in the meantime, early thoughts on this question.
Okay, early thoughts are why, first of all, why did he know immediately the first night they ever met in person that it should remain platonic? Like, why was that such a hot, fast, game time decision immediately?
Yet he remembered her about me verbatim.
I will say the writer is also a man. So, yes, Ev, I don't think you want to weigh in because of your opinions on all of that.
Yo, if I was homophobic, why would my guy be a bitch or something? rap song?
Oh, yeah.
If I was homophobic, why is my bitch a dude?
Yeah. How could I be homophobic? My bitch is gay.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good one. It's a good line. You can't deny that.
Wait.
So sorry, it's a gay question. Okay. So once again, just to reiterate, Ev, I don't think you should be weighing in on this. Ev's been praying a lot of stuff away, and he's just going to recommend the wrong thing.
Can I be honest?
Yes.
If a guy is making that decision, whether it's a hetero or otherwise situation or gay situation, if the person is making that decision so early in the night, like he made advances online. But then immediately in person, he was like, I think we should just keep things platonic. I think that that indicates that for him, there's a lack of chemistry or like something unrealized.
Okay.
I think you're barking up a pointless. I think you're in a world of hurt if you pursue it. Why would he say that so fast?
Did this guy have a pointless tree?
Yeah, no points. All trunk.
Trunk. But what a trunk. And now I'm going to show you this guy.
Show me the trunk.
Okay. So he's the guy on the right, the bigger guy, I believe. And he is a certified hottie. He's a big hunk of meat.
Oh, my God.
He's a hunk of meat. So he's got a nice mustache, nice face, big, thick bod, ass on him. Ev is, now, I should say this. Ev is plugging his ears and murmuring, no, 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 and clutching his cross.
Can I just say that both of these guys are so hot?
Yeah, so we like the writer, and we also like the subject of the message.
Oh, my God.
Which one's hotter, though? Because this will determine.
You know what? They're both hot. I think they're both equally hot.
But I will say that the guy he's writing about is bigger,
so hot.
Taller.
Yeah.
He's got that. Whatever, imposing quality to him.
He's got a bit of a Sam Malone thing going on.
Interesting.
Sam Malone, cheers?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Let's think about this hug.
Yeah.
So for some reason, they match on Tinder, never met each other in person finally, but now they're around each other so much that they're like, have so many interactions, they're like walking to the car. And
yeah.
I'll give you my take on this, and it's very simple. This guy's full of shit. He's trying to have his cake and eat it too. I don't know what his game is, but
he's
clearly interested in our letter writer. He loves the attention. He's touching on him.
That's true.
If he's touching your thigh, he want it.
Yeah.
But if he say he don't want it, something else
he's playing games.
There's a game.
Yeah.
There's a game. And we've got one rule on How Can We Help? No games.
No games.
No fucking games.
No one platonically
I didn't know that was our
one
rule, but I caught up pretty quick, didn't I?
You did.
No games.
I can feel my voice slowly going gayer as we talk about a
gay
relationship.
Don't do that, Mark.
I know, I'm going full RuPaul. I'm about to say Henny.
Don't.
I'm saying no games. I'm flicking the finger around.
Keep that finger down now.
The wrist is loosening.
This guy's playing
the wrist
games.
Is getting loose.
And if I could just say,
yeah,
pray on it. And think about
Ev took my note. He's coming back.
No, but you know, this guy's playing games. That's weird. Who walks a platonic friend to the car? That's fucking psychotic.
The other direction.
Who touches anyone's leg?
Well,
even if it's your.
I don't
who touches anyone's front of the leg?
How do you go for a hug, but then end up touching the front of the thigh? Yeah. Like you go like
it's
that?
It's direct. It's right
it's
next
direct.
To the
yeah.
watch.
It's a
it's
message.
An awkward thing to have to do that.
But I mean. But that guy.
I've never hugged a guy like that. But if a guy is anything like a woman, that thigh is right next to the crotch.
I think it is similar.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know how I am, but I'm just not 100% familiar with other.
I've never looked at a guy below eye level.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're missing out. We got a lot of hot hung friends.
No, I look.
I look. Yeah, we do the what women want on guys' crotches.
You know what? Okay, my advice would be he's been playing games from the beginning.
Yeah.
He tells you, oh, I remember your about me on Tinder, like verbatim.
Oh, yeah.
That's like love bombing. That's a bit of a love bomb spritz.
That's a flirt.
And then immediately in the same night saying, but I think we should be platonic. I think that what you're saying, Mark, is probably right. He likes the attention. He likes he likes being pined over because people get off on that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound at all like he's, and if he does, even if he did reciprocate, I just feel like it would be you'd be in for a world of like confusion and hurt.
Yeah. I think there's three options here. Can I list them?
Yeah, please.
One, be honest. Tell him I'm attracted to you. I feel like you're giving signals that you're attracted to me. I want to get this out in the open because I don't like games. You don't have to say it like that.
No, I don't like games.
But like, just be open about it. Say what you're perceiving.
Yes.
Let him explain himself.
Yeah.
Two, play hard to get. Play his game. Play his game.
Yeah.
Play his game. Hand on the thigh. Drive home in your own car.
That's right. Lean in and then lean out. three, and this seems to be the one you want if you genuinely enjoy his company and don't mind him playing a few games because it's kind of nice and flattering and maybe it'll lead to something, stay the course.
Yeah, like because that's addictive, obviously. Like that dynamic is addictive. You get like I have a friend who's like, oh, like he's like, you know, he's never like caught up in something, but he's caught up in something because the other individual is like keeping them at arm's length.
Oh, it's the most intoxicating.
It's so intoxicating.
You need that person.
Obviously. Yeah. So if you like that, then ride it out because life is short and we love drama.
But do not let it stop you from pursuing other people.
Exactly.
My God, do not put your eggs in this basket because this basket got a hole in it. What? And those eggs gonna fall.
That's a large weave. Oh, here he's on plugging eggs again.
And let me tell you, Hanny, when an egg hit the ground, it cracked.
Unless it's a Canada grade egg. Oh. Then it's that shell is
stronger and
nicer. Must stop snapping. But also, this guy's hot. Like the writer, like our advice seeker.
Yeah.
I want to say to them, yes, you're so hot.
Yes.
So,
and not
exactly
just in your
Mark
own
said.
Way kind of thing.
No, like objectively hot.
Yes.
So what Mark said, don't let him or don't let this other person, you know, stop you from having a great fall. Fall is a really sexy time. I think Halloween's such a hot time to like fuck around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't let him stop you.
Yeah. Suggest a Halloween costume for him that's like a big mask, something that he looks ugly or whatever.
And then you go
and
so
then
slutty.
You go in like, yeah, cool, like sexy show your face costume.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
take him down a notch.
Here's my advice for this guy.
Okay.
This writer admits himself that he thinks this guy's very good looking.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's attractive.
He's got to make this guy feel insecure. Take him down a peg.
Make him
doubt everything that he's been told about himself his whole life so that he depends on you. And then
this sounds like gamer chair advice.
This sounds like this really sounds like what your therapist is telling you or doing to you.
Wait, maybe don't do that. Maybe.
And also I don't think that this guy can be told that. The guy that we saw in the picture.
True.
I don't know if
he's a confident guy in a world where it feels like that confidence is being rewarded. It feels like he's probably got a few guys he's stringing along.
Yeah, he's probably got a lot of plates spinning. Mm-hmm.
Well, he could maybe fake some sort of traumatic event so that they're kind of more bonded through trauma. Like,
oh, do like a speed with him. Yeah, get your friend to put a bomb on a bus.
Tell your friend to like pretend to rob you guys after a date.
Yeah, to like trauma bomb them,
And you kick the robber's ass.
Yes.
Oh, and then this guy's like,
oh my God, you're tough.
Yeah.
Or he like, you know.
Do a Fargo. Yeah. Get him kidnapped.
Yes.
And tell your friend to go all the way with torturing.
Like wood chipper?
Wood
chipper?
Yeah, really reduce this man. And then when he's just a puddle and a shell of his former self, fuck the shell.
No eggs.
Oh, yeah. And we're back. Canada eggs, the best you can find. Hey, fuck the shell. Well, I think we gave a lot of different roads for him to go down there. It's sort of a choose-your-own-adventure.
Yeah, but all of it leads to protect yourself and don't let yourself get... Have fun, but don't let yourself get swept up. Or especially don't let yourself get, like, in you know, romantic turmoil.
Yeah, and whatever path
actually, that's
you choose,
my advice, too, now.
Whatever path you choose, just know this. This man is not being... Do not take this man fully at his word when he says he just wants to keep things platonic. That is so transparently false.
Yeah.
He might... want it to not, he might not want to have sex, but he definitely wants that flirting and he definitely wants you to find him sexy. Mm-hmm. And that ain't platonic by my rules.
That ain't.
Yeah. Oh, here's something we forgot to even ask this writer, but I guess we'll never know, is you probably had like bad breath or something.
Oh my God.
On the date, like it's all going good in the preamble.
Yeah,
and then on the date,
platonic?
And he's like, let's just, you know.
Oh yeah. So check that breath.
Bad breath is a killer.
Yeah. That'll do it.
That'll send me fucking
it was probably
running
bad
for the
breath.
Hills.
Yeah, you might have bad breath.
And this won't give you a complex. You won't be insecure about that forever now.
Yeah. If a hot guy is stringing you along, there's some questions you should ask yourself. And the number one at the top of that list, how's your breath?
And you know what? I feel like if someone has bad breath, there's one easy solution that will likely solve it unless you have an illness in your intestinal illness. Just floss.
Floss, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't imagine not flossing. If I forget to floss one day, or if I'm like camping or something, or I'm like got wasted, or I didn't floss one day and I floss the next day, and I'm like, the floss is like, ugh! And then you think of people going their whole fucking life without flossing, what's in between their teeth. I floss twice a day. I have great breath.
Be careful with your gums. Don't make them recede. Otherwise, you're going to have to get grafts.
I do not want that. I'm quite gentle.
Be so gentle. Do not push down when you brush.
Did you have to get a gum graft? Really?
I did, yeah.
From the roof of your mouth?
From the roof of my mouth.
Because you brushed too hard.
So painful.
Because you brushed too hard.
It was weird. Yeah, it was
freaky.
This
is something I feel about you.
I think I did brush too hard, actually.
And this goes for everyone. Don't brush too hard. Just let it... It's not... Your toothbrush is not supposed to get stuff out. It's just a gentle...
Yeah, it's a gentle. Floss,
the floss gets
stuff
out, and then the tooth is a gentle. Okay. I feel fucking crazy. I feel like I've never talked this way in my entire life.
Well, everything you're saying is perfect.
Good. Thank you. I'm in my perfect era. Okay. Ooh, gotta get to a hetero question I shake this persona.
What hammer should I use?
What hammer should I use to get my wife off my back? Hey, Jackie and Mark, my best friend, female 29, is so fucking funny, has crazy life stories, and her comedic timing is chef's kiss, perfect. I've suggested doing a stand-up set. She had one lined up, then backed out last minute. How do I convince her to do a short set at an open mic night? Signed, this is the best part, tragically single MILF. Buried something on that one.
Wow.
That's a different issue altogether.
The sign-off was... A question for another time.
It's just that's the road untaken there.
Well, my advice would be don't tell her to do it. She doesn't need to. Yeah. There's only so much space for female comics in the city.
Yeah.
That's fine. She doesn't want to do it. Don't pressure her.
Do you hate your friend?
Jackie kicked the ladder out, Pirico.
No. Okay. Right off the bat, my reaction is that it's very cool that you're encouraging your friend to take that leap because, you know, she sounds very funny. But I feel like maybe the performance is something certainly that has to be arrived at in someone's own time and own comfort zone. Otherwise, if their first set goes bad, that will color their drive to continue it or not. So if they feel pushed into it and they're not ready and they're so fucking nervous or they don't think it's their idea or something and then that might go bad, then it might like scare them away. It's like kind of like coaxing something. Don't do it too quick.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. If you're trying to get a groundhog out of its hole, you got to be careful. Otherwise you get more winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't want to.
Yeah.
Does the friend even want to do stand-up?
No, she says she doesn't, right? Didn't she say she says no?
I don't know. She backed out of that one.
Oh, yeah. She backed out. She backed out.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But you know what? She'll come
to it. Your friend doesn't have what it takes and she'll never make it.
Yeah. If you don't have that drive, you know, to do stand-up, you gotta not be able to live without it. You gotta be so driven that you gotta eat, drink, and sleep it. And when you wake up,
pour milk in it and eat it with a spoon. What?
You gotta pee it into the toilet, flush it, and then eat, drink it some more.
Okay. Yeah. How about this? If this person ever does do us an open mic, let me know and I will go and laugh and support them. Mm-hmm.
That's nice. You'll laugh and support a 29-year-old female even though they'll make you feel old by comparison?
Excuse me? Is that what you're projecting onto my joke answer?
Yeah. I'm just trying stuff out. Trying out my rude guy.
I'm really swinging hetero in this segment.
I am swinging hetero.
No, of course. I know what I love seeing a funny girls.
Yeah.
And I love booking funny girls on Laughs Habit. And it's nice. I think it's a nice friend to be encouraging them. But also, here's my other advice. If they're on a good career track, don't divert them from the good career track. I was in my mid-late 20s. I was like 27 when I left a very fucking lucrative career path that I was all set up for. I had my clinical placements. I had my bachelor's behind me. I had all of this master's spread out in front of me. Right now, I could be a very wealthy and successful speech pathologist. And now I'm... What am I doing? Like, you gotta be careful. If you're funny, okay. You can just be funny at work and make money.
You don't
be
know.
Careful.
What, she doesn't know what she's getting her friend into. By
yeah,
accident.
It's
what
hell.
What if your friend likes doing stand-up?
And then your friend becomes insufferable and lives in hell.
And guess what? You'll never see her again because she'll be grinding.
Guess what? It's
she'll be grinding nonstop.
Yeah. Do you want your friend to be grinding?
Yeah. And then tragically single MILF alone, being such a mom and so sexy alone without your friend.
Yeah. Here's my advice. You can't call yourself a MILF. That's up to other people. It's mother I'd like to fuck.
Okay, well,
you don't get to decide if you're a MILF.
Well, how do you know that she hasn't been had advances from a bunch of young men being like, oh my God, you're such a MILF.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why she's single.
Because.
Tragically single.
Because she
is so MILFy.
Finish the thought. Finish the thought.
I was going to say, all these young guys wanted to sleep with her.
And?
So she did.
So she was like, bye, family. I'm single.
You mean
that's why
she's
single. Yeah.
Yeah. I gotcha.
And that's the tragically single MILF aspect.
If the MILF is her tragic flaw, it's like her Achilles heel. She's too fuckable. And it's ruined her relationships.
Yeah. And all her son's friends keep commenting.
All her son's friends need to have sex before they go to college.
Always want to help with the gardening and shit.
Yeah, and they
Why do you guys think that they have to have sex before they go to college? So they have one under the belt.
Oh my God,
clueless?
So you're not a loser first day of college. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, because that's the first thing your RA asks you when you move into a dorm.
All of my friends were fucking so far before college, and most of us didn't go to college.
Yeah, because you're cool.
Yeah. I am cool. This girl should try comedy, but don't, you know what? Don't push yourself. And if you've got a good job, don't let it consume you.
And here's what I think. You're a MILF. You're a mom. We know you're a mom. It sounds like you might be. Watch out and make sure you're not living vicariously through not only your child, but your friend now.
Interesting.
Your 29-year-old friend. How old are you?
Hey, the MILF could be 29.
She could be. In this day and age, who knows when a person has a baby.
The MILF could have had a baby when she was like 19 and have a 10-year-old kid.
That's right.
That's true.
That's right. So people are having kids at all the time. People who are, you know, even people in their mid-30s still have a few years.
And she could still be a MILF even if she doesn't even have kids.
Could she have? Could she? Here we go. It's celebrity advice now, Ev. As you know, we have a large circle of celebrity listeners. Mm-hmm. Some of them are our friends. We're happy to call them our friends.
Yes.
This one is no exception, and he needs advice. Dear Mark and Jackie, I'm a single-minded guy. I only want one thing. My precious. What's my precious? I'm so glad you asked. My precious is a really cool ring that makes me invisible sometimes. I'm not sure how it works exactly, but it fucking whips. I'm literally addicted to it. Ha ha. I need my fix. Ha ha. Anyway, these two freaking filthy hobbitses took it and they won't give it back. Whenever I try to kill them and reclaim it, they freak out at me like it's my fault. It's my precious. Am I the asshole here? Yours, Gollum, aka Smeagol, aka the precious fiend. Ha ha.
Yeah. Is Gollum the asshole? That's a great question. But just for background, I can't remember why. How did our writer get the ring in the first place?
He found it in a stream.
But like, how did it go from Bilbo to, what's his son, his nephew?
Well,
Frodo.
How did it go from Bilbo to Frodo to in the fucking stream?
No. Gollum had it first.
Okay.
Gollum had it pre-Frodo, maybe between Bilbo and Frodo, or possibly before Bilbo even. But Ev, fill us in.
I'm not that big of a Tolkien head, but I do think maybe Gollum had it first.
That's what I think,
and then
too.
Went crazy and got weird.
Yeah.
And then
because he used to be
lost
cute.
Gollum definitely had it before Frodo.
Yeah.
And then lost it somehow. And then Gandalf had it. Or no, Bilbo had it. Oh, yeah. So Bilbo got it next. And then he had it at home and he's fucking looking at it. He's loving it.
Right. And
then
every once in a while
he goes, just a little bump of ring.
Yeah, he's like
he falls off the wagon.
He goes scary for 1 second.
Yeah. And then he
a bump of
and then he, with Gandalf's insistence, gifts it to Frodo, and then they go on their quest, but Gollum's out there and he wants his ring back.
Well, it was his first.
Yeah.
But if it's so precious, then how did you lose it?
Yeah, Gollum.
You're not being a steward of the ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But well, because the ring, but you know what? My advice would be, look what it's done to you. Because didn't he used to be cute?
Yeah, he used to be cute.
And now, like, look, yeah. It's like a before and after Floridian meth head mugshot.
It's pure meth.
You need to get help.
I know Tolkien was writing a long time ago, but he really captured meth.
Yeah. My advice would be to Gollum, the writer, would be to go to like a safe ring kind of site where you can get little safe doses of the ring under supervision.
Yeah.
You know what?
And then, you know, wean yourself off of it.
Yeah.
That's good advice. But yeah, maybe Gollum needs the ring. He just needs to pawn it. He just needs $80, right? Really quick.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
you know how sometimes you're valuing the ring at $80.
You know, well, if you pawn it for meth, which Gollum certainly wants to do. He fucking is so weird about it.
Yeah, if you're going to be a fucking weirdo about this ring you're literally addicted to, let's have some sympathy. Yeah. He's not the villain here.
He's got that weird mouth.
It's the ring crisis.
It's fucking ring. It's like, who manufactured the ring?
Yeah.
Sauron? How about we focus on Big Sauron for once? How come we're never talking about Big Sauron?
And he's just a peddler for, you know, Pfizer or whoever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they overprescribe ring like crazy.
Mad Child of the Swollen Members got addicted to ring.
Is that true?
Yep. Mad Child got addicted to ring.
What's the main Swollen Member song?
Lady Venom. It goes, ooh, yeah. I can't remember how the fucking rest of it go. It's the return of the King from Nazareth.
Yeah.
Hunter and the Hunter, the Hollow Eyes and the Gatherer, the only picture. They didn't really have a chorus.
But I like
What's the one
goes,
that's like...
Don't.
Like... Swollen always brings it home.
Swollen member's gonna make y'all stop. Take a minute to remember who takes the top. Yeah, that's the one with Mocha Only.
Right. Mocha Only.
Right. Yeah.
For some reason, I thought all their songs were Feet Mocha Only. Like how Velvet Underground and Nico.
Yeah.
Right.
Mocha Only is truly Canada's Nico.
But that was only on that
Nico.
One album where Nico was on that one album.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, just the one.
I think so.
I think that this writer needs help. I understand he's going through something. I understand his indignation because he had the ring first.
Yeah.
But sometimes you should consider these kind of situations divine intervention where you're like, this is the universe trying to heal you. Go with it.
Go to the Shire. Yeah. Go to Ye Old Rehab Clinic.
Yes.
Go hang out with Merry and Pippin. Dance on a fucking table and talk about second breakfast. Refocus on you. How about this? How about make yourself your precious?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's self-care.
Yeah.
Get out of that weird dark cave.
Yeah. And that's from the Brené Brown chapter of Fellowship of the Ring.
Maybe some rosemary oil on your scalp to get some regrowth on
like,
your hair.
Literally find a hobby. Just do what you can. I know addiction's not easy, but focusing on it is not going to help you.
Yeah. When you wake up, within an hour of waking up, go outside of the cave and get some vitamin D through the sun.
Yeah, your sunlight, because your optic nerve is connected to your brain and you need that sunlight on the back of your eyebrows. Balls.
Wake up, first thing in the morning.
First thing, Gollum, honestly, subscribe to Dr. Huberman's podcast.
I was going to say sun your perineum.
Sun your perineum, Gollum. Put that fucking little nasty ass up in the air while you're chewing.
Ew, I don't even want to think about his disgusting asshole, how fucking gross it would be.
Now, that's a ring I don't want to, that wouldn't call precious. How about this also, Gollum? Cook your fucking salmon. Cook your fish. Yeah. Start eating healthy. Treat yourself like you deserve something.
Please, absolutely.
How about this? Become the person that your precious would feel desperate to have. Make your precious want you.
Yes.
Don't just focus on them. Focus on you and make yourself someone who's worthy of your precious.
Amen, mm-hmm. honey.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
Because you're looking like a nasty little freak. You're eating raw fish. You're pulling it out of your mouth with only the bones inside like a cat in a cartoon. And I'm not into it.
Yeah, like even cats aren't doing that.
Yeah, it's giving nasty. It's giving bad.
Although like his look is kind of like, I hate to say it, but historically a little bit my type.
Yeah, he's definitely got like British rocker look.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gone.
Sometimes I'm just like, get him away from me.
Yeah, put a pair of drumsticks in Gollum's hands and Jackie's
get
fucking putty in his nasty little hands. Yeah.
I think that's good.
I think that's good advice. Ev, any last words for Gollum or any of our fine writers?
You know, Gollum, if you're still obsessing with the ring, just go out, get a new ring, you know? And if the guy at the ring store is begging you to do a cool hammer texture on your ring, and he tells you it will look cool forever and it'll always be cool. You don't have to do that.
Is that on you do your not ring have to right do that. Now?
And especially if it's your wedding ring that you promised to wear for your whole life, and you have a weird, and then you have to look like a sultan for your whole life now. Because some guy begged you to do hammer texture, something you didn't even know was that you could do that with rings.
Okay, well, now I have advice for Ed. I have advice for you now. I always wear a different wedding ring all the time.
Different one?
Always have a different one because my moods change. Like,
wait, what do you mean?
Like my, okay, I always have this.
Well,
this my
first
band.
Of all, and this is the important piece of information, Jackie has 8 husbands. So it's definitely, that's an issue right out of the gate.
This is my wedding band. Right? Okay, and it's like, it's platinum over, like it's platinum. But then I always wear like, this is just like a silver, this is sterling silver, but it's a moonstone. And then sometimes I'll put my like emerald, sometimes I'll wear my grandma's ring. I'm always switching it up.
Yeah.
Here's my advice to Gollum.
It's sacred.
Here's my advice to Gollum, and it's piggybacking Ev. Get more rings. Honestly, Gollum, become a Johnny Depp style Sunset Strip ring guy. Get a big fucking hat. Get that brim out there wide. Put those rings on your thumb.
Get a big
forefinger. Your fucking stack your pinky. Fucking stack your pinky. I want to see a tattoo on your torso. I want to see the tattoos go up to your neck. I want to see a long cross chain, and I want to see an open mesh shirt.
Okay. Well, you had me before the mesh. Okay, but Gollum and tattoos, I was
Let's
right
say
on
a flowing
board.
Silk. Okay, no, let's not say that either. Let's say a nice, let's say a nice band t-shirt.
Yeah, it's a nice band
t-shirt. With maybe like an open collar, like torn a little.
Yeah.
Maybe the sleeves cut off.
Yeah.
If Gollum wore a leather jacket and snakeskin boots, he would look like a wrestler now. Like when they do those like documentaries talking about how they're like, they broke
like
their back for like $40 or some shit. That's what he would look like.
Well, Gollum, we're working on it. And maybe get yourself some big sunglasses until the bags under those eyes heal.
Yes, and that's also so rock and roll. And Ev, thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
Oh, and Ev, where can people check you out online?
Right. You can check me out on Instagram, I guess.
Cool. Everardo Ramirez.
Everardo with 3 underscores between my first and last name.
Perfect.
And your album.
And but more than anything, check out my album. It's called Goodbye Horses.
It's actually good. Your title track from your comedy album is what's playing when Buffalo Bill is making the suit while Clarice is hunting him in Silence of the Lambs.
No, it's when he's tucking his dilk.
Oh, it's when he's tucking
his
dilk.
It is a nod to
my
big closer.
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. And you know what? I would.
I'd fuck me.
And you know what? It is a nod to my big closer where I do stick my whole everything between my legs and dance around, which didn't really translate to the album, but you get the spirit of it. You hear the spirit.
What should we tell our listeners? We'll be back again. Thank you for holding out while we had a hiatus.
Yeah, we're still going to be recording episodes. We're going to bank a bunch more before we start season 2. So please keep sending your questions in.
Yes.
And we can't emphasize this enough. Keep sending those compliments.
Keep sending the compliments first and foremost. Send a compliment before every question that you send.
Yeah.
Don't stop because we're coming back. Thank you for enjoying season 1.
Yeah. And to quote a previous celebrity advice seeker, Misa, so happy you've been listening to this point.
Misa as well.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.